This is TechCrunch.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is TechCrunch.
Ford to build next-gen EV truck at $5.6 billion factory in 2025 by Kirsten Korosek. Ford said Friday that its $5.6 billion Blue Oval City complex outside of Memphis, Tennessee, will include a truck plant capable of producing 500,000 electric vehicles a year. The first vehicle to come off the line will be a next-gen electric truck, codenamed Project T3, in 2025. Construction at Blue Oval City, the epicenter for its future EV and battery cell manufacturing, and a key component toward its goal to sell 2 million EVs annually by late 2026, began last fall. Blue Oval City is the blueprint for Ford's electric future around the world, Bill Ford, Ford's executive chair, said in a statement. We will build revolutionary electric vehicles at an advanced manufacturing site that works in harmony with the planet, aligning business growth and innovation with environmental progress. The T3, which Ford says stands for Trust the Truck, will be a clean sheet design, unlike its current EV truck, the F-150 Lightning. The T3 will be a software-defined vehicle capable of over-the-air updates, the company said. The automaker is developing its second-generation EV truck alongside the all-new assembly plant in an effort to increase operating efficiencies, an area where Ford has struggled. The general assembly footprint will be 30% smaller than traditional plants, while delivering higher production capacity, the company said. The plant will also use carbon-free electricity from the day it opens. Ford will use recovered energy from the site's utility infrastructure and geothermal system to provide carbon-free heat for the assembly plant, a decision that the company said will save about 300 million cubic feet of natural gas typically needed each year to heat similarly sized vehicle assembly plants. Other energy and water-saving technologies will be used on the 3,600-acre campus, such as a zero-waste-to-landfill site designed to use no fresh water for its assembly processes.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.